Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty well. How does it feel to be back out on your own?
Back out on the road, I'm loving it, actually. I wanted to come out and feel good about things, you know, and it's, which sounds, I must sound absurd to say, but, you know, after some years in this business and maybe even with some age and stuff, like, it's surprising how simple, you know, what the simple things you want to take away. And we've been getting beautiful weather. We've been in Saskatchewan and seen so much more of Saskatchewan than I think I ever have all these years, again, with beautiful weather. And my band, they're my friends, and I'm surrounded by good people right now. So it's funny, I think if you asked me that 10 or 15 years ago, I would have had a very career-centric response. But instead, I'm just glad to be out here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And back touring a solo album, how does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. This is kind of the old familiar day job stuff. The other things you were mentioning were my, you know, my flights of fancy, the play, and my new band. And so, you know, this is the day job in a way, and it feels kind of comfortable. And even leading up to leaving for the tour at home, I was kind of doing an inner inventory and wasn't noticing any kind of like nervousness or that kind of anticipation of sort of being just what happens before you pack up and leave. So it feels like a comfortable place. It feels like this is what I do, and I guess that's because it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned age. You had a milestone this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I turned 40 this year.
How was that?
Well, you know, I had a couple of, you know, hit songs with Mounties, and I have this play which has been touring the world and receiving, you know, pretty great reviews and stuff. And I think when I crossed that threshold, I did it at the best possible time. You know, I felt like I swaggered across a little bit, feeling like I had some things on the go. You know, it made me feel kind of vital, and it definitely staved off any of the, I think, what you'd consider normal, normal anxieties around that age, that 40, especially in a business like mine that is really fast become a beauty contest dominated by, you know, teenagers on TV. And it's that the music business has changed quite a bit since I started.
How did you decide that, you know, when you've had the success you did with Mounties and the play, that you wanted to return to your, I guess, what you call your day job? Why the return?
Well, I mean, I am absolutely restless, and I operate from a place of being usually, I really lose interest in what I'm doing very quickly. So I'll make a record and it'll be very exciting for a few days. And then to me, that excitement wears off like a drug, you know, and then I'm really needing something else. It's sort of an awful thing, really. Like, I think that if I was a more centered person or something, I could derive more just enjoyment out of simply being. But, you know, these sorts, once a record gets made, I feel an elevated sense of self-worth. And then after a little while, it's like, well, jeepers, I better get down to work here because it's been a while, you know. And I think people who are probably self-employed or artists, and I think they probably feel like that a lot, you know. You get restless to make the next thing because that's how you understand your survival to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the latest thing, your newest record, Old Cheetah. How would you describe it?
Well, I think it's kind of a wild, libidinous ride. I really wanted to stay in touch with the wild creature that I play in the musical. There's a wildness to Mounties as well in the creative process. It's a little bit reckless and a little bit irreverent, and I was feeling really buoyant in that energy, and I wanted to, I guess, get a little bit more before it, just in case it disappeared on me, and then I wouldn't be able to kind of access it. You know, a lot of times art and music is, you know, it's a lot about work. It's, as everybody knows, it's more perspiration than inspiration, but you should never discount inspiration. And if you're feeling inspired and you have the, you know, muscles full of fire to kind of pursue something, then I think that's where I was. I had the inspiration of all of this kind of great stuff that was going on, and I had the muscle to kind of push it forward again. So you kind of start to seize on those opportunities.
You've got, I've got to say, the most ridiculous range and vocal capabilities of anyone I've ever heard. How do you keep it going, and how do you make sure that, you know, that they'll hold out for you, those vocal cords?
Oh man, that's so huge, and it's a centerpiece to the ongoing architecture of my inner anxieties. And the voice is funny. I'm out here with people depending on me, my band, and managers wondering, and agents hoping things are going well, and it all comes down to these funny little vocal cords sitting in your throat. And I used to worry, and I used to treat myself on the road with kid gloves, and I was always, you know, sick and worried. And then as soon as I stopped caring, things sort of got better. So I know that's not maybe the recipe for everybody's voice on the road, but I just care less about it. I just try and get as much sleep as possible. That's key. But I, instead of, you know, being a tea granny or you know, getting upset if I come into a hotel room that's got air conditioning on, I've sort of allocated all those anxieties into the who cares pile. And my voice, it's, you know, it's, we're in a relationship, this little, these two vocal cords, and I'm just hoping that if I sort of treat them as standard citizens, they'll act like that.
I read too. Do you run? Are you a runner? I like to run, so I'm curious.
Yeah, I am. I have no choice but to be as physically active as I possibly can all the time. And for me, running is it's a real, man, it's a euphoria. It's the best drug you can do during the day, I think, you know?
It'd be some good lung capacity building maybe, too?
Well, that's just it. Yeah, I always can tell. If I've been, you know, really taking care of myself and I'm really in shape, my vocal power is really something. And I can feel it. It's generated from like a heating system really, really deep within my tummy. And if I'm not in a running mode, then yeah, I can feel there's a lack of depth in the lungs for sure. It's, you know, I think there's the archetypal vision of a rock star is supposed to be somebody who sort of stumbles out of bed with booze on their breath. And the problem is that doesn't, you can't sustain your life for very long. And I find being on the road, it's a blessed thing to be able to run and gather all that wind in your guts and in your lungs. It definitely turns the frown upside down.
Speaking of being on the road, I still today, one of my favorite all-time road trip albums is For Him and the Girls. So I just wanted to thank you for that, because I love, love, love that album.
You're so sweet and kind. I appreciate you saying that. It's, that's a special record. Everybody's, you know, I've been lucky to work with a lot of artists as a producer. And if I know one thing, it's that you only make your first record once. And there's a beautiful, beautiful naivete that masquerades as courage when you're starting out, you know. And For Him and the Girls was where it all started. I'm really, really grateful that you mentioned that. Thank you.
And you're coming to the Okanagan and to BC's interior. You've been here before, I take it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mounties has actually passed through once or twice as well.
All right. Hopefully the weather holds out. I think it will. You're here next week in Kelowna. It's been pretty good. I mean, nice sunny skies, not 15 degrees during the day. That's not bad.
No, really, in Canada, like at this time of year when you set out touring, I think, you know, somebody was commenting how heavy my suitcase was. It's because there's three or four different kinds of footwear in there and three or four different coat options, you know. Like at this time in Canada, you can kind of be up for anything, but it has been absolutely stunning on the prairies. Like, so we'll be having our fingers crossed for when we get into the mountains.
Okay. Hoxley Workman, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you here.
Thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it.